Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for January 7th, 2024, Baptism of Our Lord Sunday, is based on Luke chapter 3, verses 21 and 22. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon title is U-Turns. Our second reading comes from Luke chapter 3, verses 21 and 22. Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form, like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. Well, I hope you have had a wonderful Christmas season and a great start to the new year. In our house, over the last week, we have ventured out into new territory in our lives. Driver's training with a teenage driver. On January 2nd, just a day after she turned 15 and a half, we took Maddie to get her temporary learner's permit. And we began in-car training with her for the very first time. She and I were very nervous the first time we allowed her to pull out of the driveway and began driving through the neighborhoods rather than just open parking lots. Now, I asked Maddie if I could share this story, and she gave me permission, so please know that. But at one point, we came to a busy intersection, and the cars were all kind of crowding the intersection, and Maddie was trying to turn left, and she had the right of way, and she was really nervous, and she got all the way through the intersection, and then she immediately pulled to the side of the road. Her face was red with anxiety, and she asked if we could make a U-turn and just head home. She was too nervous and scared to continue. She wanted to turn around and head back to the comfortable existence that she knew as a backseat passenger. Oftentimes, when things don't seem right in our lives, we want to make a U-turn and head in the opposite direction of where we were headed. Sometimes we make that U-turn out of fear, and sometimes it's out of motivation for making something better. In the Gospels of Matthew and Mark, we're told that John the Baptizer appears in the wilderness proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Repentance is often described as a changing of the mind, kind of like a U-turn in our brain. It's not only an acknowledgement of the ways that we have possibly harmed others, but a commitment to do better the next time. Based on that definition, it sounds like we should probably be rebaptizing people every single Sunday, if not multiple times per week. So why don't we do that in the Lutheran Church? And more about that later. See, the baptism of John links back to the early days of Israelite temple life. It was their belief that when they did something that was against the nature of God, that they had become unclean and were no longer allowed to be in the presence of God. So before they could enter the temple, which was the house of God, to offer their sacrifice and to say that they were sorry, they needed to be washed clean. And that was often done in a mikvah, which is a bath used for the purpose of ritual immersion to achieve ritual purity. It was only then, after that mikvah bath, that they could make their way back into the presence of God to present their offering in the temple. John's baptism is similar to this idea of a mikvah, a ritual cleansing that would allow the person to turn away from their life of sin and make their way back to God again. John is saying to the people, you have wandered away from the ways of God. Come, repent, say you're sorry, and make your way back to God. And that kind of language still continues in many of our Christian denominations today. I remember as a youth involved in Young Life, which is a non-denominational ministry geared toward high schoolers, we would sometimes hear messages that talked about how far we had strayed away from God. As if God stays only in one location, and we had run so far away from God that God couldn't see us or love us until we had returned all the way back. In those kinds of messages, it was up to us to close the distance between us and God. But I would argue that the baptism of Jesus in our gospel reading today is a U-turn from that kind of thinking. In his baptism, Jesus isn't being washed of his sinful nature so that he can earn his way back into God's good graces, because he, in fact, is God. Rather, when Jesus is baptized, the heavens split open, and the Holy Spirit comes down and rests upon Jesus, as if God is saying, I am always there for you. I am coming towards you. I will always seek you, and I will always be with you. God is not stationary in some place, waiting for us to jump through enough hoops in order to be worthy to be in the presence of God. So what does the story of baptism mean for us today? Well, our baptism is not a direct correlation to one of repentance like John. We do still have a weekly moment of repentance every week in our worship service. At the beginning of each service, we have a moment where we confess the ways that we have not lived as God would have us to live. It's a moment where we not only confess that, but hopefully it motivates us to continue to try to do better, even though we know we'll never be perfect. It's kind of like our weekly U-turn. And after we confess, we hear the words of forgiveness. When we pour the water into the baptismal font, we are reminded of Jesus' baptism. In those words of forgiveness and in those waters, it's a moment where God says, I am always seeking you. I will always love you. I claim you as my child, my beloved. So what exactly happens in our baptism? Well, first, I would say that nobody can say they know 100% of everything that happens in baptism and how it happens in the exact way that it should be done. To say that is to say that someone knows all of the mysteries of God. But even if we don't understand all of the great mysteries of our faith, we continue to do this practice of baptism. Why? Well, one, because Jesus commands us to do it. In Matthew 28, Jesus says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the ends of the age. But beyond just baptizing because Jesus told us to do it, we believe that it is a U-turn moment in our lives. It's a moment where we recognize that God is always seeking us. And through the baptism waters, we die to the empirical and narcissistic ways of the world, and instead are born into a new life of the humble and communal ways of God. It's a public proclamation that we know a U-turn is needed, and that only the ways of God and the grace of God can get us there. That's why we only baptize someone once in someone's life, because baptism is about what God is doing for us and through us for our salvation. It's not an action we do to earn our salvation. Baptism is also usually always done in community. Just as Jesus was baptized in the presence of others, we do the same. We believe that a person is also baptized into a community of believers who will help us to be who God has called us to be. That means we are there to celebrate the joys of our lives together, but we are also there when someone realizes that their life or their thinking needs a U-turn. And we help them to once again turn their hearts and minds toward God, who has been there waiting patiently for them the whole time. There's an old myth that Martin Luther used to have a sign above his sink that read, "Whenever you wash your face in the morning, remember your baptism." While many scholars say that that's probably not a true story due to many factors, the sentiment behind the story, though, remains the same. Each morning when we awake, we have a choice. We can choose the ways of the world that tell us that force and might and exploiting others to glorify ourselves will bring us some sort of salvation. Or we can remember the U-turn that happens in our baptism, where we die to that life and are raised to new life. That there is nothing we do to earn our salvation, but that God comes to us, offering us a promise of forgiveness, life, and salvation, both now and in the life to come. For you too, God calls you beloved, with whom he is well pleased. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.